Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening live on the FFL Radio Network, WWE Talk. It is a cold, and I mean cold, January 7th. It is so cold that if my partner from my other program, the sports guy and the fat guy were on air, he'd be talking about how many layers of clothing he's wearing, how many coats. The fat guy would definitely be wearing a coat today. It is so cold that there's already been some school canceling. That's right. Roseville Community Schools had sent out an all-call about 2 hours ago that school classes and after-school activities will be closed tomorrow due to the potential of the coldness with the windshield, potential temperatures in the negative 17 to 25, some of the word and reportings are. So it is a cold, cold, probably as cold as, I think it was week 14 from the headquarters at Emmett, but it is a cold, cold day. I know we've been off air. We had a kickoff show, seems like months ago, and maybe it was months ago, and so we had a nice program, and then, you know, the program and projects hit snags. You know, I want to openly apologize to my partner, the fat guy, for kind of giving him some guff and, you know, some teasing and probing about having his show, the Emily and Craig show, canceled, because it's difficult. It is difficult to do a show by yourself when you cannot have someone you can count on to be on air with you. So I'm feeling his pain, because the diva, as divas are difficult to work with. And after a great show, we've tried to multiple times have our second show, but for whatever various reasons, that show never did get off or take place. So we're going to try to continue to do this. We're hoping to have a guest on here shortly, but we're going to kick off here. This, again, I guess this is technically our week two show. I believe, here we go, me and technology, here we go. Hello, you there?
Yes, this is the madness. How are you, sir?
He is all right. Thank you very much. And I just want to appreciate greatly. It was a last minute ditch effort to get a radio host. I want to welcome our listeners to the sideline reporter, the news and information, and he's got some great stuff. I know he's kind of shared with me, and I'm looking forward to talking about it and you being a part of the program. Perhaps maybe you will be the weekly guest or as often as possible. I want to welcome the madness to the show. Madness, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate being a part of the show, and I hope I can give you great insights that I'm coming up with from week to week to help out the show as much as I can.
Well, I'm not sure you were. We've been off air a little bit, but I want to go back and begin the show and talk about TLC and kind of, you know, as the jobber, I'm kind of a little sour sometimes on some of the product that the WWE puts on. I was not satisfied or happy with TLC, and for a couple of reasons. The network is still not up to par. We still had things where the screen would freeze or replay the same event multiple times. But did you get a chance to see TLC?
Unfortunately, I did not get to see this pay-per-view. But I did hear a few same complaints as you are talking about, Jabber, from some other fans that did get to see TLC. They said that it seemed to be slow, seemed to be like, again, the freezing issue. But at the same time, another person I talked to says that they have the very, very high-speed type internet. They don't seem to have the issues as everybody else. So I don't know if it has to do with the internet or is just that the internet or the website itself isn't up to speed. But I do hear some of the same complaints you're talking about.
Yeah, because we're currently running ours, the network, through the PlayStation, and since day one we've had some issues. But you know, let me just tell you that you didn't miss a whole lot. I think the best match of the night was for the IC belt, where we had Luke Harper against Dolph Ziggler and those guys. I mean, TLC, the chance with ladders and tables and things like that, those guys put on a great show. And then from there, it kind of went down. Very disappointed in the main event, because I tell you what, I'm a very big fan of Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose. And those guys have had some very good matches. I thought their match on Monday Night Raw was much better than the main event of TLC, where it ended where Dean Ambrose picked up a TV monitor and the monitor like shorted out and exploded in his face, and
wow,
that's how Bray Wyatt got the win. Yeah. Very, very disappointing. On Monday, or maybe this was a few weeks back, maybe it was after that, when they had Christian and Edge on, and Seth Rollins had Edge's head on the Money in the Bank case and was threatening to give him a curb stomp and force John Cena to say and bring back the Authority. What do you think of that? Did you think this would happen so soon?
Well, I think they kind of had to push it. The reason being is the ratings fell off as soon as the Authority was demised. Everybody knew that they were going to come back sooner or later. I mean, the true wrestling fans knew they had to be back before WrestleMania, of course, right? So my question is now, did they force the issue because they had to bring him back quickly? I kind of think they did. I mean, you can only do so much with Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. He's not going to be there every week. So you need that role figure in Triple H, that bad guy, that heel right now, to come back. And now you're going to see, I bet you're going to start seeing them push the Sting Triple H match at WrestleMania. I got to believe that's coming. It's the only answer that I can see. And I'm hearing a bit of a caveat with that match as well on the side of that. They're saying it might be even a triple threat match with Sting, Triple H, and The Undertaker.
Oh, wow. That'd be awesome. That would be a good match, yes. I was surprised that it happened so soon. I really was.
Again, I was surprised, but at the same time, everything that I've been reading about Monday Night Raw ratings did fall off after Survivor Series. I mean, everybody was waiting to see if Sting was going to come out on the next Monday Night Raw. Everybody's waiting to see if Sting was going to confront Triple H at all, and then they got fired that next night. So now you're waiting to see what's going to happen, and nobody's there to confront that issue with Sting. So, again, like I said, the ratings have fallen off from Monday Night Raw because everybody was waiting for Triple H to come back so we can get that settled, and it just hasn't happened. And there's no reason to watch without that happening.
Let's talk a little bit more about ratings and the product, because this past Monday night, the Authority was back in action, and I did some reading online that the script was read at like 3 o'clock by Vince McMahon, and everything was scrapped. What had been written and what was supposed to happen was scrapped, and kind of Vince McMahon changed what was going to happen. And also, one of the writers happened to mention there at the end that it sounded like the words that were coming out of Triple H's mouth and Stephanie's mouth sounded like it was coming from Vince. In particular, at the end, when she came out and said, "You're fired." Has the game passed Vince McMahon? Should he hand this over and give a little more creativity to Triple H or some of the other bookers in the back?
You know, you sit there and you have to ask that question. Has it passed him up? And the issue is, the true wrestling fan like me and you, who's been in this for years and years, seeing the same storylines in so many different ways, I mean, there's nothing that can be possibly rewritten as far as I can see anymore. The biggest storyline right now that they have is the Sting side, because he's never done a wrestling match for the WWE. And you got to believe it's going to be at WrestleMania. And they're pushing it the way it sounds like. And this is all from what I've been reading, Vince McMahon doing. I like where they're going to go with it. I believe that Sting and Triple H would be huge. And then if you're going to add The Undertaker, the third party to this, I don't know how you could add him, but I'm waiting to see how they can do this, because it's going to be a big side, a big story. You got The Undertaker coming back to WrestleMania with a loss for the first time in 20 years. And then you're going to get the Triple H side, who's never beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania in 3 attempts, and now you're adding Sting. This is Vince McMahon's baby. I bet you this, we're going to see less of Vince McMahon's writing in the years to come after this WrestleMania. I can feel that, because you're not getting the Vince McMahon 6 months out of the year like you used to. Is he a part of the back? Absolutely. This is what he loved to do. This is what he created. But I do feel like he's starting to give up some of that writing side to those guys.
Yeah, as you said, as longtime fans, I don't think you will ever be able to get back to the Monday Night Wars time, where, you know, WCW and WWE, and they're an hour different, and literally wearing out my repeat button because NWO was doing something and Degeneration X was doing something. I really think that right now, I think the lack of competition, is the WWE getting complacent because there is no competition? I think the network was supposed to be this big launch, and from the readings that I've read, it's kind of been a failure. I just wish there was some kind of competition, because back when it was the Monday Night Wars, I believe that wrestling entertainment was at its top.
Oh, absolutely. That was when it was its best. I mean, every week you had something new happening, and especially when the WWE finally took over, they still had that element of surprise with the WCW coming, who was coming week to week, and who they were stealing what wrestler from this week, and the storylines when, Eric Bischoff would give up what happened because Monday Night Raw was taped every other Monday, you know? I mean, it was a great scenario. It was a great thing to happen. You never knew exactly what was going to happen, but at the same time, you knew you were in for a show. Right now, the only competition that they have is TNA, and TNA is falling off bad. And the biggest problem I see with this now is, and not a lot of people know this, but WWE is a part owner of TNA. And I've read this many, many places. They have stock in TNA. Are they full outright owner? No, but they have that issue. They need that to pick up a little bit so they can have that competition again. And TNA being WCW, never at all. But I'm sorry.
That's interesting. I had a conversation at work with another colleague of mine who's also a big wrestling fan, and he rents the monthly. I know he has some news regarding this, but he rents the monthly Japan wrestling, and he says that stuff's awesome. And he feels right now the product, it's a little less storyline, but the product and the action that is in the ring is much better right now than the WWE. And with storylines, he talked about how the WWE could have, you know, they kind of built up the Wyatt family. They built up the Shield, and all of a sudden they just kind of dropped it. I felt they kind of ended it too soon and didn't continue to build on those things.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I feel they did the same thing. I thought they could have went a lot farther than what they did with the Wyatts. The Wyatts, I mean, they let the Shield go for, what, a year and a half? And they let the Wyatts go maybe not even a year. I thought they could have went so much further with that. I thought they could have been even more dominant. They could have took over, like, the tag title, but maybe even the Intercontinental and possibly the World Championship at some point. But at the same time, I understand why they wanted to try to get – they wanted to get Bray into more of a single one-on-one type thing. But I just – sometimes when you have that faction element, when you have that background, you know what's going to happen. You know they're going to keep the win. But at the same time, that's when they seem to be the most dominant. I mean, you right now you have Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, and it's been some great matches on TV. But at the same time, you never know when Bray's going to win anymore because he doesn't have that background factor. Back in our day, like VX, you knew Shawn Michaels was going to win because he had Triple H. He had China in his corner. They had those people to help him get through it. Now, I mean, I don't think they pushed the factions as far as they could. And they should. So.
You know, and I agree. And something else, and I think at the end it ended up getting played out a little bit with WCW when they had the NWO and the Wolfpack. But what used to be exciting, you talked about it a little bit ago about what guy from WCW or what guy from WWE was kind of going to jump ship. Back in the day with Faction, it was kind of exciting and interesting, and they teased a little bit about what certain wrestlers that may or may not join a faction. You know, and maybe I did read some things about maybe the Wyatt family gaining a member, or maybe they could have added somebody to the Shield. I just think they could play these stories out or storylines out a little bit. I know it's tough to be creative, but I just kind of get the feeling that maybe whoever's the creative mind right now, I think we need to go another direction. And speaking of another direction, on Monday, a long-awaited new tag team was debuted, the Ascension, I believe it is, and talk about Recycle. I mean, these guys supposed to be Demolition? Are they supposed to be the Road Warriors or what?
You know, unfortunately, I did not get to catch the Ascension this weekend, but from what I'm reading, they everybody's starting to say they are that next team. And what something I have been reading is the WWE is trying to push back that tag team factor back from the early 80s, late mid 80s to the 90s when we had the the Hart Foundation, we had the British Bulldogs, the Killer Bees, and then we had the Dudleys, the Hardys, Edge and Christian. Those are some great tag teams. Let's not forget Demolition and, like, the Road Warriors. I mean, throughout the years, we had some great tag teams. And now I'm understanding that the WWE wants to try to get back to that. And I think with them pushing this with the Ascension, and then you have, Mizdow. I mean, I love Mizdow. I think they're fantastic together. And the word is the Dudleys are going to be back right after WrestleMania, which is fantastic. I mean, these are great things that are going to be happening for us. But at the same time, I hope they keep going with it to make it as good as a competition as it once was.
Yeah, I agree with that because I seem like for a while or a very long time, I think when the Shield had the belts, like, they didn't have any major competition. They weren't defending the belts a lot. And what I guess I didn't appreciate, and I didn't even get a chance to see it, but they basically came on and kind of dogged the Road Warriors and Demolition and how they would, you know, throw them off a bit and this and that. And to debut a tag team like this, which – I like, because there needs to be a heel tag team, and right now there's not. But how do you debut? They debuted a new tag team against, and they used the word, and I hadn't heard this word on TV in years, but they actually used the word jobbers. They basically beat two local independent stiffs on TV in 3 seconds. But I'm glad to hear the news of them getting back in the tag team. I know you told me a couple weeks ago. You have any more news on the Dudleys and the contracts and what's happening with the Dudleys and their contract in Japan?
Well, last week, or like I was telling you a couple weeks ago, what I heard was that the WWE was in New Japan. They were trying to get them out of their contracts early. And the issue was if they could get them out of their contracts early, they were definitely going to be at the Royal Rumble. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen as of right now. And because of that, they're going to wait until the night after, as of right now, everything I'm reading, the night after Monday Night Raw, when all the great stuff happens after WrestleMania, that's the night the Dudley should return.
I said on our first show, I love the Dudleys. I am definitely a huge, huge ECW fan. That is awesome to be able to get them back on TV.
I have been the biggest Dudley Boy fan forever. I have a dog named Bubba Ray. He has
that's
a train
right
out there. I know it. I mean, the Dudleys are my team. That's if I had to pick a team, that was them. So.
And they have the little brother Spike too, right?
Oh yeah, little brother Spike as well. I mean, the Dudleys are fantastic, and they had and ECW. They had family members coming out. They would work forever though.
Yeah, it'd definitely be good to see the Dudleys back on TV. I know it's been a while, and you shared some stuff, and really some of the information that I shared on radio, that episode never really made it to radio. So do you have any old, new, or future information on some rumors about wrestlers or where the WWE is headed?
Well, a couple of things I got going I see is they're going to have a big announcement coming up here for the Hall of Fame. It's no secret that is right now it's going to be the Macho Man and Sting, but the third caveat to that is going to be Miss Elizabeth, which I think is all three of them are way overdue for the Hall of Fame, especially the Macho Man. He was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, hence my name. And to add Miss Elizabeth with him at the same time is what needs to be done. The big match right now for WrestleMania that everybody's talking about is going to be Sting, Triple H, and possibly The Undertaker, which would be huge. And the third thing that I have for you as of right now, I do believe as of right now, your winner of the Royal Rumble is going to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I did see a posting on a website about that. Do you think he gets a push coming out of this Royal Rumble? Do you think he's within the next 4 to 6 months going to be our new heavyweight champion?
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on what happens at the Royal Rumble. I can honestly see Seth Rollins walking away with the title at the Royal Rumble in this triple threat match, because what would be better to see Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns for the heavyweight championship at WrestleMania? I can see it. You can see it. I think that's the way they're going to push it. But at the same time, we'll have to wait and see. I really do believe it's going to be Roman Reigns for that factor, and that would be it would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good call, too, because maybe I'm wrong, but isn't there only been one other or I think there's only been one, not other, but only one Money in the Bank winner who has not been eventually one of the two champions. So I definitely could see that, and those two being pushed in a feud would be awesome. When I get a little bit back to mention the Hall of Fame, also saw and read some news about their being in the works a physical Hall of Fame where they're going to have a building with some shrines and bring back some old artifacts or whatever from the past to be the Hall of Fame. If you could pick one or two items from the past, back in the day, that should be enshrined in the Hall of Fame, what would those be?
First of all, I would have to say the Macho Man Scepter, the one he smacked the Warrior in the head with, to cause him the world title. I think that would be huge to see that thing. I would love to see that. Again, I'm a huge Macho Man fan. I'd also love to see possibly the Mega Powers, something, a shrine to them, because that was one of the best tag teams of all time. I mean, they never won the titles, but some of the matches they had together, those were some great matches. And of anything else, I mean, I'm a big also Roddy Piper fan. Maybe a few of his tilts would be fantastic. And even now, I'd like to see something for Edge. Edge was a great champion. He's a great wrestler. I'd like to see something for him as well.
Yeah, he was really kind of underrated. Great performer, yeah. Great on the mic. You know, some of the things that I thought about, I think The Undertaker's urn needs to be in there. Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, absolutely. Good call.
To me, one of the all-time hardcore legends, the Terry Funk, Branding Iron, those are some of the things that I thought,
that'd
you
be
know.
Great. How about the helmet from the Nasty Boys? That would be awesome to have in there too, because that came into play in a lot of matches. That helmet would be very key.
Absolutely. Some other news that kind of came out here within the last couple of weeks: Daniel Bryan back in action. At the time of the injury, you know, he crowd wise, he was huge, getting huge pops. Running the storyline about him being the Class B performer and this and that. Daniel Bryan, where do you see him kind of fitting in the mix, or do you think his window kind of passed?
Oh, I do see him fitting in the mix. I don't think his window passed. I still think he has some key power in the WWE. I think he has some. The reason being is his time was cut short. Unfortunately, injuries do happen in this business, things that you don't want to see happen to certain guys. Do I see him being world champion like right away? Probably not, but I do see him being in the mix. I think that he's going to – I could see him being in the Elimination Chamber right after the Royal Rumble, being a part of that. So I still think he has some name pull, some draw, so we'll have to wait and see, but I still think he can be that guy.
Yeah, I think he was definitely at the top. I was at a pay-per-view I think it was Night of Champions, and the crowd and the response and getting behind. So I hope he definitely gets a chance to get back in the mix and be one of those top guys. Just want to kind of end here. We got about 5 or 6 minutes here. Going forward, how do you see the John Cena and the Authority playing out? And I have a bold prediction, though I was told that I'm wrong because of selling and merchandise, but I almost kind of wish or hope for a John Cena turn, kind of a la Hulk Hogan, and get rid of the red and yellow type like Hogan did, and kind of turn bad, and maybe see a Cena join the Authority. I just think that maybe John Cena's story or gimmick has kind of been played out, but I was told that was not a good idea just because he's still selling merchandise. He still has fans to get behind him, but what do you think how this will play out, and do you think a John Cena heel turn would be a good thing?
You know, I could see it happening. I mean, it almost always, I'm sorry, seems to have to happen in this business, where you have a guy that's just been overplayed. But at the same time, I do understand the merchandise part of it, because just that, I was just at Monday Night Raw when it was here, you know, I took the family and we all loved it. The biggest thing that I noticed is the kid factor. The kid factor still has a pull with John Cena. And it's rough, but at the same time, that's where the money is. Because, you know, my kid, he wanted the John Cena shirt. There was like five kids in my world that had John Cena shirt. Point right now where I could see where you might say that it's time for him to make that move, but he still has that wow factor with the kids, and I could see him holding off. So.
Yeah, that's definitely because intern Kayla's favorite wrestler is John Cena too. I just maybe it's just me creatively thinking maybe it's a time to do something new, do something different with him, because when he gets in the ring, it's obvious. You have half the crowd, you know, we love Cena, and the other half of Cena sucks.
Jobber, I'm sorry, I do have a bit of an issue. I will have to call back at another time. I hate to do this to you, but I do have to step away.
No problem. I appreciate you being the last minute fill-in, and I look forward to having you on the program again real soon.
Thanks, Jobber. We'll talk later.
All right, Madness. See you. Bye. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it, and I want to thank and appreciate the Madness, who has, throughout our early stages, provided with some information. I didn't get a chance to ask him. I was going to follow up, but that's okay. We'll ask him another time. But to talk about, he had some news information, his feelings or thoughts about the best in the world, CM Punk going to UFC, what his thoughts were on that, maybe get who his opponent was. We appreciate the Madness, who will definitely be a part of our program moving forward. The show is going to move forward with or without the Diva. The Jobber will be here working on the Madness being a part of this. We also have Mr. Hansen, the Math, the real original Hansen, and some other people in the work that we hope to be a part of this program. And I actually reached out today to my partner, the fat guy, who I know is dying to get back on the radio, and I would love to be able to work with him again on a project. So maybe we can get the fat guy at some point, and it's okay. If you don't know anything about wrestling, it's okay. You didn't know anything about fantasy football, and you were able to talk about stuff, Popeye's chicken, and we kind of held your hand. We got through Don't Be That Guy and some other things. So maybe we'll get the fat guy to join and be a part of the program as well. But, you know, I was thinking about rescheduling again, because we had to cancel the last couple of shows and reschedule. But now that the sports guy and fat guy has been off the air for a couple of weeks, I've missed being and doing this. So one way or another, WWE Talk will definitely be on air one way or another, and we will do this, and we hope to grow this into a product or the same type of product that you're used to listening to on the FFL radio, including the number one rated show on the FFL, the sports guy and the fat guy. We are going to have some, hopefully some special shows in the off season and talk about maybe, hopefully, potentially the upcoming draft, maybe some Hall of Fame news and things like that. I want to thank you for listening. And if you did listen, which I'm not sure if anybody did, but if you did listen, I hope you call in and give us a call. We will be live on Wednesdays at 6:30. To be a part of the program, and give us a call at 773-897-6540. We will bump it to the top of the list, the call-on list. I hope you enjoyed our show. This is much, much better than the last time. This is probably based on the Madness calling in and give us a little something to bounce off to. Again, fat guy, apologize for making fun of you for having your show canceled, because it's tough to work with someone who's constantly on vacation. Emily was never there for you, and the Diva since you, at least she appeared on the program, but that's about it. Well, hopefully you enjoy the show, and until next Wednesday live at 7:30, again, give us a call at 773-897-5540 to be a part of that program. But until then, we out.
Yeah, that crap.